on Rock 107 WIRX.
Aw, yeah. Aw, yeah. Good morning. It's 8:49. Brock, Hunter.
You broing out, man?
No, it's, aw, yeah, bro. Bro! You have no idea, bro.
Pauly D is back.
What?
I don't know. I know. I've seen a lot of commercials. He's got a couple new shows.
Why?
He's making a return. He's still got the Slim Jim haircut, too.
No, that's called the Guido Crown is what that's called.
The Guido Crown. Nice. How does it? Is that real? How does that do that?
There's so much gel and hairspray in there. So much.
Still, though, even with your thick-ass hair that you got, you still couldn't make that Slim Jim haircut. I don't get it. It's an impossible haircut.
Nothing is impossible with the right amount of gel. And think about us. Think about you and I back in high school and that L.A. looks gel that could literally withstand, you know, hurricane gale force winds. You know what I mean?
You know, though, I could spend hours in the bathroom with some L.A. looks and could never get the Guido crown growing.
Man.
There's a couple haircuts that are impossible. Pauly D's one. Trump is another one. I have no idea what that is.
Yeah.
How does that work? That's just a weird thing.
No one knows.
You know, I understand the mullet. I understand the rat tail, the Mr. T. You know, I can wrap my mind around those. But that Guido crown, what is it?
You know, it's so funny.
Does it like curl up and in?
No, it would kind of. I think you just push up and then you kind of, the way your hand goes. So you start flat on the forehead. I'm doing it right now. That's why I'm muffled because I got my hands in front of my face. Muff. You start flat on your forehead. You work your way up and then you kind of pinch with the finger. So you kind of grip, you know what I mean, up on top. Okay. And I think that's how you do it. And then it makes a beautiful little crown around your head. No, you mentioned mullet, and I forgot to talk about this. And it's real quick. So the other day, Kiki and I were at the beach, and there was three kids that were there. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm probably all within, like, the elementary to middle school range, like early middle, whatever. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Not teenagers yet, I wouldn't say. Anyway, just looking at these kids, I'm like, God, did these kids come down here by themselves? They're kind of young to be, you know, just, and they had the towels set up and everything like that. And then, it was like they were down there for a while by themselves. And I'm like, no, there's no way they came here by themselves. Their parents just dropped them off, whatever. Anyway, so all of a sudden, then we start seeing we see the kids looking over and like, okay, obviously the parents are coming now. And I got to tell you what, when I saw the parents, after looking at the kids, the parents were exactly like I expect them to look like.
Hello, if that makes moment.
It, dude, the dad had the mullet was fantastic. It was the most haphazard mullet I have ever seen. There was no work put in this. He's like, just take scissors, cut the top part a little bit, we'll leave the back. That's it. And I don't know if that's terrible to say that, like, looking at the kids, I'm like, yep, those are exactly the type of parents I expected to see walking down to greet these children that are hanging out here. That's exactly what I imagined. So,
yeah. You know what's nice about a mullet, though? You don't have to put sunblock on your shoulders.
No, that's true. That's true. That's why I'm growing mine out. I'm tired of having sunburned shoulders. All right, we got to get to it. Your dumb vocabulary. Let's do it.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
Of course, as always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance with Chris Thompson, agency located in Stevensville. Home, car, life, mullet insurance. He's got you covered. He's going to take care of you. Seriously, if you have any questions, maybe you have certain coverage right now that you're not happy with, anything, he will talk to you. He'll walk you through it and give you some quotes and just make sure that you're comfortable and you're covered. So give him a call, 269-408-888. 72, not to mention, he's adorable. Chris. Nailed it. Your dumb vocabulary for today. I do not have one. What if we do
every day?
Every day.
Every single day. It's like part of the bit now.
Oh, I found some good ones. I found a couple. God, I wish Kiki was back in here because there's some that are very female oriented that would be great. I always like grossing her out. Let's do this one. We'll do a nut hunter.
Nut hunter. It's that girl who was out at the bar who was just looking for some nuts.
Dude, that's right on.
Is it?
That's right.
I mean, what else could it be?
It's that chick at the bar that's just hunting for guys, just out there hunting some nuts. That's all she's doing.
Thank God it's not some guy with a gun blowing nuts off.
Some guy squirrel hunting. No, these are my nuts. No. You're exactly right. It's just a woman out there that's just out there hunting guys, just to, you know, trying to store some nuts away for the winter, if you will. You know,
it's kind of odd that she's hunting for nuts, though. Like, you know,
I think
she's
nuts are
for the other part.
Nuts are more the general term for a fella. You know what I mean? I guess if she's out on, I mean, I could say dong hunter, but that's not, you know. That's what we call your mom. I couldn't even say it. Even I felt bad about that one. I couldn't even do it. But yeah, the nut hunter in general term is just, you know, the nut describes because the fella's got the nuts, you know. So that's kind of just one of those broad terms, you know.
Have you ever ran into a nut hunter?
I've had to shoo away some nut hunters who are like, hey, get out of here, lady.
I just could imagine some old lady. Just, yeah.
Can we sing that song? Give me that. I won't finish it. Hey, there
just
you go.
What? Over an open fire.
Yeah, chestnuts roasting on an open fire. That chick is a psycho. That's your dumb vocabulary. We'll be back.